Welcome to the Wise Money Show with Garwin and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial. Get your questions ready and send them to wisemoney@klbbradio.com. Questions about finances, long-term care, insurance, and everything that goes along with preparing for the next phase of your life. Gar and Leanne Lenander have the answer. Email your questions to wisemoney@klbbradio.com or visit them online at wisemoney-klbb.com. That's wisemoney-klbb.com. And now it's Wise Money on KLBB with Gar and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial Services.
Welcome to the Wise Money Show. This is Leanne and Garwin Lenander with another couple of pieces of information that may be of value. We're constantly, because of our age and how many years we've both been in the business, things are coming due that we don't necessarily want to face at all times. And these things are very important, so we thought we'd better talk about them today. Many times people don't know what to do when there's a crisis.
We're talking about, the fact is, you get that phone call. That phone call says, number one, there may be an illness in the family, there may be an accident, there may be a death. So what are the steps that you have to look at when it comes to your particular situation? For instance, if it's an illness or an accident, you have to notify the family. And then you have to find out who has the health care directive, especially now, if it was something really, really serious.
Let's talk about that. Make sure everybody understands what a health care directive is, Leanne.
Well, a health care directive gives somebody in the family or somebody that you've appointed the right to find out the information about your situation, and not only find out the information, but if you can't make decisions, they can make decisions for you. You have to be very, very careful as to how you have this set up, because it comes into play when you yourself cannot make those decisions. And so you have to think about how you want things handled for you. As an example, if the two spouses own a home together and they're looking at selling the home, and something happens to the one individual that can't make a decision, can't sign, etc., they will have to go back to the courts if they don't have that particular situation with the health care power of attorney and with the durable power of attorney for finance. So the health care directive is making the decision for the health of the individual, where the durable power of attorney for finance makes a decision for handling those financial difficulties.
One of the problems that families have is, if you've got more than a couple kids, is which one of those do I give those powers to? And obviously it's always very difficult, because you don't want anybody's feelings hurt, which is always a problem. But the other thing is, you have to look at the children themselves or whoever you're giving this to and say, are they one of those people who are going to become unglued when there's a crisis? Because some people do not handle crisis very well. And you have to be careful that you don't give that son or that daughter, who is a very emotional person, the right to do things that other ones wouldn't agree to. So you've got to be very, very careful. Who gets the rights to make these decisions for you?
The reason we're bringing this up again, we did it not too long ago, was because we've had some more questions that have come into us on this and asked us to go ahead and expand on these areas, because it touches every family one way or another.
Every family is going to go through it. You're going to go through it no matter what you do. You're going to go through it. And to be forewarned or forearmed is much better than to try to do it after the fact.
So the first thing was, if there's an illness or an accident and the people are still living and there's some decisions that have to be made, that's where the health care directive steps in. The next one is...
I have a question. How long does that health care directive last, Leanne?
As far as I know, if the attorney sets it up, it can last until it's changed by the individual.
Okay.
If you do it online,
I would not recommend that.
Then it has to be notarized, and you have to be careful there. Now, the next thing is, if there's a death in the family. Now, all at once, you get a call, and what are the steps that you're going to do? First of all, you have to notify the family. you're planning the funeral, and one of the things that they will do when you sit down with them, they're going to ask if you have insurance. Now, why would they ask when you're planning a funeral if they have insurance?
How are they going to get paid?
That's correct.
That's the number one thing, is how are they going to get paid? Seems very mercenary of them, but they run a business too.
And that's where some kind of a funeral policy will step in, because it does not have to be huge, but funerals are running from $7,000, $8,000, $9,000 a year, or a year, at the time of death. And you have to be aware that there are a lot of costs involved. So you have to plan accordingly. And if you want a funeral policy, that's basically, I guess,
what they are, yeah.
It's basically for that family to have assets available immediately to pay for that funeral. The other thing is, you've got to understand, if you have a durable power of finance for that individual, that stops. In other words, it is no longer good after someone is deceased.
Now, let's stop talking.
And a lot of people don't realize that.
Let's talk about that for a moment. Durable power of finance, it says you can make financial arrangements for them as long as they're still alive.
That's correct.
But once they die, it's over.
That's right.
Then who's going to take over and pay the bills, etc.?
Well, see, this is the big situation. How has your family planned for that? Do you have a will? Do you have a trust? Do you have bank accounts? Where are the assets? And if you have an executor, that executor will step forward and go from there. You have to think about these things ahead of time, because believe me, if you don't, you're going to end up in the courts eventually when everything has to be figured out.
Now, you've mentioned bank accounts.
Correct.
You put each one of your children, your spouse, somebody on as co-signer on your bank account. What's the danger?
The danger there is the fact that you will automatically have those assets go to that individual.
Well, but even a greater danger was, what if they get into your account before you die?
That is a problem, too. If you've already put them on there, they have the right to go in and handle that. There are certain kinds of programs out there that are a little bit different, but you have to be sure you have it straight as to what the situation is for you.
Again, you've got to be very, very careful how you set this up.
When you're looking for the assets, what I find quite often happens, I will get a call and they'll say, we just found the account number and everything is here and everything is there, and we want to inform you that my parent is deceased and I really don't understand what he or she has. Can you help us? And you know where everything is. A financial planner, if your parent was working with a financial planner, they most likely know where the assets are, because they will have to know where the assets are to be sure they've set up the right plan for you. So for the individual, if they have everything down in black and white, where such and such a person is an executor, such and such a person is going to have the health care directive, such and such a person is going to have the durable power of attorney, those things are all laid out. No matter what your crisis might be, you will have a much smoother situation with your family.
Outgoing trip. Much smoother outgoing trip.
Well, yeah. And locating the assets. If you can't locate all the assets, you got a problem, because eventually you can read in the paper where assets are sitting in the bank and they don't know who they belong to. And they will list names of assets and they will say, here, we have these assets sitting here and nobody's claiming them and we don't know who they belong to. That's why knowing and having a list of the assets and having someone know where they are, and if it's in a will, if it's in, you know, directed by a will, if it's in a trust, all of that is extremely, extremely important. And one thing the executor has to be aware of, too, you've read the will, you know where the assets are, you want to pass those assets on according to how the will states, or the beneficiary designation, we'll cover that in a minute, on certain assets. The other thing is, if you pass it on too quick, there may be estate taxes due. There may be taxes due. And you've got to be sure, you probably need to know where the CPA is and who the attorney.
What you're really saying, Leanne, is everybody ought to have an entire plan laid out for their demise.
Correct.
Absolutely everything should be laid down on paper so somebody can put their hands on it immediately and then take care of the bills, pay all the bills off, make sure there's no taxes due, and pay the remaining assets off to the beneficiaries.
Generally, what happens is there's a big emergency, and that's when people think about it. But if somebody has had an emergency in their family, they know that they have to do this because you don't want to do it at the last minute. You're too emotional when these illnesses, accidents, or deaths happen. So you have to think that this is something you need to take care of very, very carefully.
Now you mentioned beneficiaries. All life insurance, annuities, things like that have a beneficiary on them. Beneficiaries always take precedent over wills because they're paid immediately.
And that's something that people don't realize.
So they say, well, I've got a will that'll take care of it. Well, you really shouldn't allow that to be a part of the will unless you've got some special circumstance. Beneficiaries can be paid right out. If you've got a life insurance policy, they'll be paid out, take care of the final expenses, and put some money in some hands to people to help pay for all the expenses now to clean up the estate. So beneficiaries always are done immediately. Wills, trusts may take literally years.
Probate is something that people would like to avoid. And that the only reason you end up in probate, and yes, it doesn't always take a long time to go through probate, and it's not always the most expensive thing out there. But when you do that and you're going through probate, you're turning it over to the courts. And they are making some decisions there. And they will charge, there's money charged for that.
Large amounts of money go out for pay the attorneys for probate, yes.
So when you're looking at planning, making your financial plan, take these things into consideration. The health care directive, the durable power of attorney, what your financial plan says, where your assets are, how those assets are labeled, what the beneficiaries are, and how liquid the assets are. Plus, one other thing I'm going to bring up. If you're laying all this out for your family, remember, you may have a lot on your website. If you have a website, I shouldn't call it a website, I suppose, but on the computer.
Computer.
They have to know the passwords.
How in the heck are they going to get into them?
If you do all your banking online and you know the passwords, whoever is going to take over is going to have a heck of a time if they can't figure out what those passwords are. And believe me, the passwords change all the time.
I get a call about once a month from Leanne from her office. Go up in my book and find out what my password is for this account or that account. She can't remember, and it's in a book at home.
Well, that's because they keep changing them.
They keep changing.
I mean, there's a new password every time I turn around.
We're running out of time. Leanne, if you have a question for either one of us, call us at 651-436-3997.
Or 651-365-5000. Thank you.
Love to hear from
us.
You. Give us some questions, and we'd love to answer. Give us some information.
Experience counts, now more than ever. When it's time to trust your finances to someone else, experience counts. And Lenander Financial Services are financial professionals who specialize in assisting people just like you with personal finance, investments, retirements, insurance, and long-term care planning. Call Garwin and Leanne Lenander at 651-436-3997. That's 651-436-3997. Lenander Financial Advisory. Experience counts.
Thank you for joining us this morning for Wise Money with Garwin and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial. Join Gar and Leanne each Saturday morning at 11:45 for more of the Wise Money Show. Email your questions to Gar and Leanne, and the address is wisemoney@klbbradio.com. That's wisemoney@klbbradio.com. Or visit them online at wisemoney-klbb.com. That's wisemoney-klbb.com. Join us again next Saturday for the Wise Money Show with Gar and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial on Club 1220 KLBB.